This is an oral interview with Ms. Helen Kumul, conducted by Latricia Crusoe on November 15th at 10 o'clock a.m. The subject of this interview is the life of Helen Kumul. Good morning, Ms. Kumul.
Good morning.
Okay, my first question is, where were you born?
I was born in Tuscaloosa County, Searles, Alabama.
Were you the only child? Did not hear you say that you're sibling? Business such as
fact, he went to work during the time that he went to work for the fund tax company. But he worked very hard. And in later years, when he broke the barriers down, he was among the first black men who was elevated to the position of fund.
Here and other races come and they get to know each other and they want to
create the dogs. You create the problem. You go into this. We are creating it, and they go into it. So I would put most of the blame on society. Because of toothless laws that have been passed, such as striking a child or disciplining a child too hard is child abuse. And the children know that they can cry out against it, and they can call the authorities in, and the parents are afraid to really put the children. I have observed this. My father said something in his lifetime, when he was coming up, when he was reprimanding us about things. He says, if I don't make you cry, you're going to make me cry. He said, I don't want you to cry. So this is what we have done. We have stopped making that child cry by putting the rod on them, and they're making us cry and making us close ourselves in and become prisoners in our own homes. Because they are out to get us, because you didn't put me in, I'm going to get you too. So this is what brings us around. Even though the prisoners, they aren't as obvious today as they were, you know, in your days of growing up, I mean, you feel that it's your first experience? Repeat your question. Okay, even though prejudices aren't as obvious today as they were, you know, when you were growing up, you feel that it's your first experience? Yes, I can cite many instances where prejudice is shown, but we live the day, such as we had to ride in the back of the bus. We were pushed to the back of the bus. We had separate taxi cabs that were not equipped, but our people did the best they could. We went to get water. There was a section there for blacks, a section for whites. On the job, there were black bathrooms, there were white bathrooms. When you went to the hospital, there was a section for blacks and there was a section for whites. Even if you were able to pay the price, you would still be segregated to these areas, and most times they were not equipped. They were not equipped as the other areas were. I call out that in certain hospitals. Where we was down in the basement there, among those pipes and things, and those rooms that were reported. One day, one of the ladies got a chance to go up